This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia officials are likely keeping a close eye on a capital punishment case in Ohio, where on Friday a federal court heard a legal challenge to that state's execution method. Now, many of the facts in Ohio are similar to the situation in Georgia, where lethal injection drugs are also an issue. WABE's legal analyst Paige Pate is again with us. He's a criminal defense attorney here in Atlanta. Paige, good to have you back.
Hey, Dennis. Great to be with you.
Like Georgia, Ohio has been using the drug pentobarbital as the primary drug in its execution. And like Georgia, Ohio has run out of its supply of pentobarbital. So what was Friday's hearing about?
Well, at this point, Ohio has decided to move forward with that execution with a different combination of drugs that not only have they never tried before, but no other state has tried before. So a federal court has stepped in to say, wait, let's hold on a minute and see if this is something that the inmate's going to be able to challenge on a constitutional basis, since it is a method of execution that we have not tried before.
But is we've never done this before a valid grounds for appealing, because obviously with every previous execution method, there had to have been a first time?
That's right. It's not just the fact that it's the first time, but the argument from the inmate and his lawyers is that, look, there may be some excessive pain, there may be some unusual punishment that's inflicted by the combination of these drugs, and we really just don't know that. So we need a way to first test this procedure and see if the inmate will undergo any unnecessary and unusual pain, because if he does, then that could present an Eighth Amendment challenge.
So are the defense attorneys suggesting a kind of testing procedure, or are they leaving that up to the court? What are they asking for here?
I think at this point they're just asking for additional information and to postpone this execution until they have an opportunity to look at the evidence, look at these drugs, and perhaps see if there are experts they can find to present an Eighth Amendment challenge. That, look, we can show that this combination of drugs can cause unnecessary and excessive pre-death pain.
And the Eighth Amendment is the guarantee against cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Exactly. And it's the argument that was used in the past to switch from the other methods of execution that we've had historically in this country to lethal injection. The idea being that lethal injection would be the least likely method to cause additional and unnecessary pain.
The drug involved here is called hydromorphone, and as you mentioned, it's never been used before. It's an opiate. But is Georgia considering using this same drug, or are they just watching Ohio to see what happens?
Well, remember, Georgia at this point has decided their response to the lack of phenobarbital is just to make their own. So they have enlisted compounding pharmacies, or at least one, to, you know, brew up a batch of the execution drug for use here locally. And the challenge that Warren Lee Hill's lawyers have made, and this challenge is still before the state Supreme Court, is that you won't even let us know about these compounding pharmacies. You know, we don't know that these drugs are in fact safe, number one, or two, may also present an Eighth Amendment problem by causing unnecessary pain, because you won't tell us the information we need to make that challenge. So there's a similar argument being made here in Georgia, and it's all because of the unavailability of the chosen execution drug, and this is happening across the country.
And obviously, it's a little dangerous to predict, but if the court rules in favor of Ohio in that case, is it possible or likely that Georgia will abandon its efforts to manufacture pentobarbital and simply move over to the other drug?
That's a great question, but I think ultimately the answer is no, because every time a state tries to move to a new drug, the manufacturer of that drug steps in and says, look, I don't want to be involved in producing a drug that's used for executions. That's what's happening with phenobarbital. That's why it's so hard to come by. And that also happened in Missouri when they tried to use propofol. The manufacturer was likely to say, look, because of European regulations, we can't even send this stuff to you if you're going to use it for executions. So I think going forward, the concern is going to be if we pick another drug, then that manufacturer may just stop distributing the drug altogether. So I think the move will be to use compounding pharmacies. But then that poses a problem with Georgia's secrecy law and other states that tries to keep that information from the public.
And you mentioned the case here in Georgia is that of Warren Lee Hill, and that's the one that has other questions surrounding it, namely whether or not the state's burden of proof in mental competency appeals or mental disability appeals is too strict.
Well, that was the big issue going forward in the United States Supreme Court, but unfortunately, the United States Supreme Court said they're not going to hear that. So, you know, Mr. Hill's execution is going forward if they can ever get the drug combination straightened out.
From the point of view of a state that, like Georgia, has capital punishment, doesn't the state have to have a means of capital punishment? And if lethal injection is becoming more and more difficult, could the state legitimately say, all right, let's go back to electrocution or even firing squads or whatever?
You know, that's a great point. I think some of the proponents of the death penalty in Ohio have suggested just that. Look, we need some certainty here. If we're going to have the death penalty, let's go back to the firing squad. You know, let's go back to some method of execution that at least we know what it is. The problem is, though, that Georgia changed its method of execution because of an Eighth Amendment challenge. So I think lethal injection is now commonly accepted across the country in those states that still have capital punishment. It's just a question of trying to get it right.
Paige Pate is WABE's legal analyst. He is a criminal defense attorney here in Atlanta. Paige, always good to talk to you, and obviously we'll all keep watching this one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dennis.